It's River to River, a News Buzz edition on this Friday. I'm Ben Kiefer. Shark Tank is a reality show, perhaps you've seen it, that gives budding entrepreneurs the chance to make their dreams come true, become successful and possibly wealthy business people. But first, these entrepreneurs must try to convince business sharks. Yes, that's where Shark Tank comes from. They are five tough multimillionaire tycoons to part with their hard-earned cash and give them the funding they need to jumpstart their ideas. Des Moines native Jordan Lloyd Bookie, who now lives in Washington, D.C., pitched her company Zubeen to the sharks last summer, and the episode of that airs tonight on ABC at 8 p.m. Jordan Bookie joins us now, co-founder at Zubeen, a discovery platform and service that curates book and app selections for each individual child. Jordan Bookie, welcome to our program.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us more about your company, the one you co-founded, Zubeen.
Yes, absolutely. So Zubeen is a company I co-founded with my husband, Felix, and we are sort of like Pandora for kids' apps and books.
Mm-hmm.
So you would basically build a profile for your child or loved one, and then we have a team of curators and curated books and apps in our very big library, and we use an algorithm and the human touch to work together to identify those resources, reading guides, things that are going to work for individual kids.
And this was the idea you were trying to convince the investors of. We know that under contract you can't tell us how it came out. Tell us a little bit about your preparation for the show that was recorded.
Right, exactly. Well, our business has changed a bit since we were on the show because it was, as you mentioned, a little while ago. So at the time we really had more of a home delivery service, which we still offer. And you might think of that as similar, but kind of like a highly personalized Book of the Month club. So each subscription would be different to tailor to an individual child's needs based on reading level, interest, et cetera. In terms of preparation for Shark Tank, we watched many, many episodes and seasons over and over again, made a very complicated spreadsheet of every question ever asked and how we would answer it, and just tried to prepare as much as possible because you have very little control over what happens once you enter the tank.
Yeah. And when it came down to it on taping day, how scary was it, Jordan?
It was pretty scary. I'm not going to lie. It's just really surreal. We're fans of the show. So it was pretty nerve-wracking right before you walk in. I mean, that really is the first time that you walk in, just like you see on the show.
Mm-hmm. Tell us some of the investors who were scrutinizing your idea.
So we had both Lori and Barbara and Mark Cuban, Robert Hershevek, and Mr. Wonderful, or Kevin O'Leary.
Okay. Let me ask you this question. Are entrepreneurs born or made?
I think it's a little bit of both, but to be honest, I didn't really consider myself an entrepreneur before. I had a more corporate job. I had been a teacher, and then I worked at Google, and I really had more traditional jobs and had a lot of risk aversion. But my husband has always kind of had an entrepreneurial bent. Both of my parents are entrepreneurs. So eventually, I think just being around it, maybe not having it in my blood necessarily, but being around it enough gave me the courage to jump ship and to try and do this on my own.
Right. And it is this risk aversion that you have to get over. You have to be able to take risks. That's probably the most important trait for entrepreneurial success.
I think that there are other traits as well, but you're right. That's a really important one, and particularly for women, it's very important. Women are increasingly taking on roles as entrepreneurs and doing that, but not necessarily in technology setups like ours. And I think that you do need a kind of bigger risk appetite for that. So,
Jordan Bookie, a little we'll go out with a little music from Shark Tank, co-founder at Zubeen. Thanks for talking with us, and we'll be watching tonight on ABC at 8 p.m.
Terrific, thank you.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I want money.
When we come back, Chris Larimer on the recent political headwinds for Governor Branstad. It's a News Buzz edition of River to River from Iowa Public Radio News.
That's what